Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, pet owners are being asked to be careful around using diffusers in their homes. It comes after concerns were raised by some dog owners online that their pets were getting ill from the smells produced by the diffusers. And for more on this, we're joined by Claire Mead, who's a vet at the Cat Hospital in Cork. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. So animals, is it common for them to be affected by these types of things?
It is really. We've known for a very long time that cats don't do very well with essential oils. We like to say that cats and oils are like oil and water. Try and keep them apart. One of the difficulties with cats in particular is that, of course, they groom themselves extensively as well as breathing. So if these oils land on their coats, they will immediately start trying to lick them off. And the same thing will happen with a dog. In those situations where they get a large dose of essential oils, it really is an emergency and you should seek veterinary attention very quickly. The difference with those diffusers, of course, is that they tend to develop slower difficulties because they're just walking around in the environment with these essential oils in the air. And even though they smell really nice for us, unfortunately, the cats and dogs can inhale these oils and they're not really designed for us to inhale. Mm-hmm. And in particular, if the animal has an allergic type of reaction, they're sensitive to these things, which many, many of our pets are.
So what might you notice then if your pet has a problem with these things?
Well, the main issues that we get would be breathing difficulties, and sometimes it can be quite difficult for pet owners to even notice that their cats have breathing difficulties. Cats tend to hide their symptoms. I think almost every time you have a vet on the radio or television, they say that cats tend to hide their symptoms. So the cat might just be a little bit less active. We would say across the board, if you have pets, it is best to avoid these essential oil diffusers. And that would include the reed diffusers, which, of course, the cat can knock over, or the dog can knock over and get a very large volume of oil on them. But for the diffusers themselves, generally they start breathing funny. If the cat has difficulties with asthma anyway, they can develop a full asthma attack. The dogs tend to vomit. And unfortunately, if they take in enough of these essential oils, it can cause problems with their livers. They're really not designed to be inhaled by cats in particular and ingested by dogs. It's very, very dangerous.
It's good for us to know this, Claire, because I think the type of homes that would tend to use these things are the homes where there are pets living inside, because people are trying to deal with the smell that the pet can bring with them.
Absolutely. And I'm showing my age now to say there's nothing wrong with fresh air. So if there's any possibility of opening windows in a safe way, if you have indoor cats, it really is much better than trying to mask the odours that come from animals. And the same would apply for strongly scented fabric conditioners and other shampoos that we might use on upholstery. So really, if you have pets, as best as you can, you would use the sensitive products. They would be the best, and use fresh air to keep the house fresh.
I can imagine there would be people who see that their pet has a health problem, breathing or skin allergy, and they haven't a clue what it is, and they're completely perplexed by this problem until they maybe take them out of the environment where they have those scented oils on the go.
Absolutely. And remember, you can always phone your vet, because the vets, we are well aware of this, because obviously we deal with the fallout of these problems. But for the general public, where you wouldn't really be aware there might be a problem at all, and of course, there may be no warnings, or the warnings might be very much hidden in the small print. But when you look at the list of essential oils that can be problematic for animals, really there are far more of them that are problematic for animals than that are safe for animals. Mm-hmm. So best to avoid it.
So skin allergies then, can we talk a little bit about that? Because I know you mentioned the breathing issues, and you mentioned at the very serious end of the scale then liver problems. But if you notice your pet scratching a little bit more than they might otherwise, again, it's important to look at what's in the atmosphere of the room they're living in.
Absolutely, because remember, they're absolutely covered in hair, so they have very sensitive skins, in particular some of the breeds of dogs. They would come from a breed that we would describe as atopic, which would be a breed that would tend to have allergies, let's say in people. It might be eczema and hay fever and asthma. So we get those same diseases in particularly families of dogs, or breeds of dogs as we call them, where it seems to come through from one generation to the other. And some breeds do suffer very, very badly with these allergies. And it's very well known that some of them have to stay on medication all their lives. So when you attend the vet will do their absolute utmost to identify anything that could be triggering these skin problems. And we would frequently reference the fabric conditioners and the smelly candles and the shampoos and those kind of things to encourage the owner to really simplify everything that's coming in contact with the dog's skin, or that they could be ingesting, because unfortunately they can sometimes ingest something that causes a skin problem if they have this condition called atopy.
So is it enough then just to remove the scented oil from the environment, or are you saying that we could do damage which might require something like steroid treatment in the longer term?
So it would depend on how the dog's skin is reacting. But certainly if you have a dog with allergies, having these very strongly scented molecules drifting all over your home is not a good idea. And often, as it is with people, when you're trying to identify allergies, we have tests for some of them, but of course there are thousands of things that can trigger allergies that we have no tests for, and we're well aware that the strongly scented items can trigger these breathing allergies and skin allergies. And then, as I say, if they're ingested, it really can be a medical emergency and that you'd have to attend the vet quickly in order to make sure the cat or dog doesn't develop liver failure or tummy problems as a result.
But as you were touching on there, some, just like humans, I mean, some animals can just experience a lot of allergies and have problems regardless of how careful you are in the home.
And that's hugely frustrating for owners. I know some owners who couldn't be more dedicated to their animal's health, and yet they're stopped on the road and told you should go to a vet with that dog or that cat, because, you know, unfortunately, everything is expressed on the skin. You can't hide it when there's a skin problem. And some of these breeds, unfortunately, their genetics just means that they're susceptible. And just like some people with skin problems, regardless of the specialist they attend, they still struggle with those skin problems. But the good news is we have some really fantastic skin specialists in the country now. So we can attend someone with even more training than the average vet for some of these complex cases.
Well, Claire, it's good to talk to you. Thank you very much for telling us all about that. Claire Mead there, vet at the Cat Hospital in Cork.